Hey y'all, James here before the show starts to tell you about 2023's MLM Pod Patreon Pledge Drive, taking place live at twitch.tv/mostlyspeakinsentai on April 15th, starting at 9 a.m. What is it, you wonder? Well, in an attempt to get you to subscribe to patreon.com/MLM Pod, where you can listen to our premium content like This Existed, Engaged with Nicolas Cage, Mostly Speaking Sentai After Dark, and so much more, I'll be streaming live until we get to 40 patrons or I pass out. Starting now, for every 10 new patrons we get, I'll be doing the extremely spicy Pocky One Chip Challenge. That goes for $1 patrons, $5 patrons, and $10 patrons, so go subscribe now. The live stream will include video games, watch-alongs of Los Luchadores and Stick It in Detroit, a live recording of Formulaic with R2 Shelby 2, me working out, showing as much skin as Twitch's terms of service will allow, call-ins, music making, and more. So again, that's Saturday, April 15th, starting at 9 a.m. twitch.tv/mostlyspeakinsentai. Go subscribe now to patreon.com/MLM Pod to make sure the party starts off hectic with me eating a lot of spicy chips. Now, enjoy some good Marshland Media podcasting. Toodaloos! Today on the Dirt Bike Course, we learned that not all spiders will kill your dad.
I'm pretty sure most spiders can kill most dads. Having a child doesn't make you immune to their venom, dude.
Okay, well, at least we can both agree that the spiders that don't kill your dad could bestow you with superpowers via syringe.
I guess.
Ooh, that's an agreement. My name is James.
I'm Nicole.
And this is Mostly Speaking Spider-Man. Oh, yes, guys. Like we said, it's Spider-Man. Yes, and just like Spider-Man, Nicole is an emissary to the devil's music, a.k.a. Vanga Boys. I don't know why she's on this devil mission herself, because really, she's trying to project herself as an angel, as an angelic force, but really, she's fallen so far. Oh, my God. Maybe she's the angel of music like Lucifer himself. Holy Christmas. Maybe she's right. Vanga Boys is the devil. And I'm a minion. And speaking of which, it's Nicole the Bricks.
Hi.
What's up with this Vanga Boys hate?
Just that one song being stuck in my fucking head.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a good song at least.
No, it's not.
It's not like breepy-deep. Oh, wait, no. Bog. It's not like that song being stuck in your head.
Yeah, it is.
Bring, ding, 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 ding. Because at least it's the boom, boom, boom. I want you in my room. Spend the night together. That's real good.
It makes me want to, like, just start breaking shit.
Wow, Nicole, this might actually be an issue of yours, not an issue of mine's. Okay? If you hear the Vanga Boys and you want to start moshing in a rage room,
No. Because I have no control over whether or not I want it stuck in my fucking head because you play it all the time.
Okay, well, this morning I had it on shuffle, so it's technically Amazon Music Unlimited's free trial algorithm.
Great.
That gave it to you.
Doubly.
You're like,
Bezos,
the devil is giving me the devil.
Yeah.
And I'm giving me life when I watch this, okay?
Watch what?
I don't know. Watch this live.
What live?
This live. You've never seen this? It's this beautiful new show, this. It's all these talented individuals coming together and making this. Okay?
No.
It's meta.
Not okay.
It's contextualized. And it's, you get people going, dugga dugga ding da dung. And then another person adds on
playing
to that.
Playing bass.
Yeah, dugga dugga ding da dung. And then someone comes in and says, yep, skepididota. And every new artist adds to that, and it's multimedia. If someone with a pinwheel comes and says, like, oh, okay, I'll, on my easel, I'll do this. It's fun, you know? Mm-hmm. They get inspired by the digga digga dong, oh yeah. And then, you know, maybe a rapper will come in, sample that, and then add some drums to it. That's what this is. Man, imagine, I know if I were to pitch this to some Hollywood executive, they'd be like, this is the greatest fucking thing I've ever heard. And then when it bombs so horribly, I'd be like, hey guys, you were the ones who agreed to my dumbass idea.
Mm-hmm.
All they said was created by Marshland Monster, not executive produced. You guys are the fools who wrote off on it.
Mm-hmm.
You greenlit this. This should have been a yellow light or a red. And then the kids stop running. That's what could happen on this. Maybe an artist puts up a red light and then a bunch of kids stop as they're coming to run because they're like, we're finally on this. But red light. And then that's all the episode is.
They all get murdered.
Oh, hell yeah. Because maybe
a Jeffrey... Because they're actually in Squid Games.
Or a Jeffrey Dahmer type is there, and his art is slicing and dicing with a scalpel blade.
Oh.
You know? Now we're getting into spooky... Oh, that could be a horror movie. Oh, this, it happens live. And what happens live is a madman finally got on this. Schwink, schwink. Children blood everywhere through the streets of this. Studio City is made dead. You know? How are you, Nicole?
I have so many other things that I could be doing right now.
Like what?
Like just literally anything else.
Sitting on your thumb saying, oh my God, why am I sitting on my thumb? That's a weird way to put my hand.
Sure.
You could be, I don't know, smoking a blunt.
I guess I'd just like rather be talking about Spider-Man than whatever the fuck nonsense is coming out of your mouth.
Well, we are talking about this. Okay.
Exactly.
Real quick, I do want to discuss something that happened a few days ago. An April Fool's foul.
A bird.
No, technical foul. A foul ball.
Okay.
A flag thrown up saying, we got a foul on the play. Most people say, hey, don't do these things for an April Fool's, like pregnancies.
Murder someone.
Yeah, that too, definitely, unless it's on this. And so much more. And one of them is like faking an illness or like the illness
is. It's not an illness. It was spite.
No, it. Okay. Well, Nicole came in the room. This was late into April Fool's and I was editing and Nicole goes, James. And I say, what? Nicole goes, Henry pooped on your pillow. And I take that not as spite. I think, why wasn't my friend able to get to the restroom in time? There is something wrong.
It was a spite shit.
We need to go to the hospital right now. Not even the vet. This is that much of an emergency.
Human hospital.
Yeah, they're like, all right, we'll pump him full of spider blood, stat. And I wish. Have them running up the walls. Head turn around like a spider
Hate
would
it.
And then they barf like a spider
Spiders
would.
Spiders' heads don't turn around.
Yeah, they do. They have to have that extra motion. They might have all those eyes, but they need more. So I go in there. There's not a single piece of flecking poop on there. And Nicole goes, April Fools. I was scared.
Yeah, it was good.
I didn't even April Fools you.
Yeah.
That you know of.
Oh!
See that?
So, like, the alternative was to put a rubber band on the sink hose. What one would you prefer?
The poop one.
Yeah, so you're welcome.
I would have had to change my shirt.
You're welcome, sir.
What if I was fixing the toaster while it was, like, toasting and then it shocks me and I'm dead?
What do you mean fixing the toaster?
It could have needed a fixing. We don't know.
Why would you have it plugged in?
Because I need to see if it stays down, you know? And then all of a sudden it's fixed. Or what if I had, I was blowing glass and I was like, okay, I need a quick drink of water. Then that water hits the hot ass glass. It explodes in my face. And all of a sudden, oh my God, I'm the Phantom of the Opera. This is what you wanted this entire time.
Yeah.
I'm the Phantom of the apartment. I'd be hiding in closets when you're not looking.
I hate it.
I'd be singing, Christine. Except I'd, Goopy. No, I guess I could just do Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki.
Hate it.
Oh, yeah, dude. You're Nikki now when I'm half-faced.
No, I'm not.
All right, guys. It's Spider-Man time.
Is it, though?
I guess. Why? What, guys, we're doing it. Toei Spider-Man from 1970.
Wow.
I don't know. 78, 76, 77. One of those. Mm-hmm. I know it's not 79. Because everyone would be 69 and...
In the app games that I download, and they're like, what age are you? I put 69.
Oh, hell yeah.
Every time.
Good. You should.
And I'm like, hee hee hee.
Because then they'll give you more points, I think, because they're like, oh, they're elderly. They have
disposable
social security.
Income.
Uh-huh. We'll get them in, get them out.
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh, hey, guys, I'm smoking a cigarette. Well, someone's just handing me free booze.
I wish.
It's pretty crazy how they'll just give you free booze.
It's not.
Because, like, if you have a sober friend with you to be like, oh, hey, you're gambling a little too much now, just do the penny slots here and there, take a shot back real quick, and then next person comes, do two, and then you've pre-gamed, go out on the town. We should explain people what these things are.
You're clearly talking about a casino.
Yeah, and Nicole's been doing these My Vegas slots apps.
No, I haven't.
Okay, these My Vegas something apps to give us points.
No, I haven't.
Explain it then.
I was playing Best Fiends.
Oh, okay, so this isn't Vegas thing?
No.
Oh, what? I thought you were doing the Vegas things.
Wow, you clearly don't listen to me.
You were playing the games and those are the games you've been playing.
You have no fucking defense when you get mad at me for not listening to you.
Okay, let's replay this, guys.
Fuck.
Because you, you did not give any context of what game you were playing. So I assumed, hey, you've been logging into a lot of these Vegas apps to get these points. At least, that's what I thought you've been doing, these match three ones. Is that not for that?
Match three.
I thought you were doing those match three for the Vegas apps.
No.
Oh, you just ditched that idea altogether?
Yeah, I already told you this.
I thought you said, these match three games are better, and I thought those were the Vegas apps.
No, I already told you this.
All right, guys. I guess there was a miscommunication somewhere.
No, there wasn't. There was no miscommunication. I straight up told you.
Oh, we're on the same wavelength
now.
I'm
going to throw shit at you.
No, you're not. Get happy, all right?
Start playing that boom song so I can start breaking shit.
And then,
slam your various TVs and monitors into the ground.
Okay, the TVs are fine. The monitor, no. Someday that monitor will be used.
Mm-hmm.
I just need a different connection.
Sure.
Connect shan't. Okay. That means the connection shalln't be done. Is this a good episode?
It's a great episode.
All right, okay, all right. My nipples are poised to be great.
And now it's terrible.
No, that's reset us, you fucker. All right, Nicole,
okay.
Spider-Man.
We got our characters. We got Professor Monster.
Yes.
Obviously a villain.
The villain.
Paired with Amazoness.
Oh, maybe I should be Professor Marshland Monster.
And they're minions that look like birds.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea what they're called.
I used to know, but I don't anymore.
I should have Googled that. Then we've got main character, Takuya Yamashiro, a.k.a. Spider-Man.
Whoa, really?
A.k.a. Motocross Driver.
Okay, and Emissary
motor,
of Hell.
Motocross. Why is it moto?
Because it's
not
like motor. I think it's just easier to spell.
I don't like it. Motocross Driver.
Because you could do Moto X.
We've got his sister, Shinko.
Yeah.
His friend slash photographer Hitomi.
I think that's his girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Garia, which is the Spider Master.
Daddy.
And Dr. Hiroshi, which is his dead dad.
Oh, did you get his brother?
No.
Okay, I'll bring up his name.
I didn't know if that was like a recurring character.
Oh yeah, he lived with him. He says, "Oh, I'm just your little brother." I think it's his brother and not his nephew.
You're a nephew.
Takuji. I am a nephew. Many times over.
Look up the minions' names.
Kevin. Yes. Damn it, you beat me to it.
Dave.
Bob. Shitheel. The Ninders.
Ninders. And then you've got the Marveler slash Leopardon, which is the mech.
Slash Leopardon. So, guys, this is Spider-Man. Back in the 70s, Marvel and Toei, they teamed up and said, let's do something great. So they got Spider-Man, but only Spider-Man. They were not given any other Marvel properties, just the name and the suit. Toei had to do everything else. Stan Lee loved it, but it was not...
Stan Lee.
Yeah, Stan Lee.
Stan Lee.
He loved it, and he said... Daniel. Yes, Daniel. He loved it, but I guess Marvel as a whole didn't want to bring it over to America to be like, hey, guys, here's this subtitled cool Japanese thing, which sucks.
Yeah.
Because the liberties they do to be like, all right, what can we do, are spectacular. There are two times much later on when clearly we see the Thing as a monster and a just re, like... If you were to play as Green Goblin in like a Super Smash Brothers, but all of your three friends also want to be Green Goblin, so they just have a different color schemed, we get a different color schemed Green Goblin
down
the line.
Those exist now.
What?
Red Goblin and Gold Goblin.
No. There's probably not a Silver Goblin because...
I was told by Stuart that apparently... They form a mech at some point.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the details. That's just what I was told.
Those DD-feedies.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You got to detail a fetus. Kind of like a car.
I feel like, so when you like send guests information, you need to send them what you just said.
Yes.
But also that the like trivia bit about like, that this being like the first mech or whatever. Okay. Otherwise, they're going to bring it up like every fucking time. Mm-hmm.
They'll be like, oh man, I read this. And I'll be like, yes, guys, we know.
We got it.
You dummies, I'll punch you in the dick.
Exactly.
And then they're like, I don't have a dick, James. And I'll be like, I'll make you one, okay?
What?
How hard I hit. There'll be two hits. One of me hitting you so hard you get a dick, and the other is me hitting your dick.
Oh, I do have a thing about my week.
Oh, what?
That was funny that I feel like you thought was funny, so I'll say it on here.
What?
I was swimming at the gym, and I was swimming backwards and hit my head on the wall, and it fucking hurt. And I was like out loud, I was like, ow. And then I stood up and I burped. And it's like, it's a pool. So first, echoey. Mm-hmm. Second, like, it's pretty quiet in there. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not full of people. It's not full of like machines and shit. There's no music playing.
Hey, when you're in there, there's at least one machine.
And I like look around. And there's one other person swimming, and I was like, okay, so they're going pretty hard. They didn't even know. And I was like, okay, cool, I'm good. And then I swim to the other side, and when I'm swimming back, I see there's two people in the fucking jacuzzi. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, shit, pretend nothing happened.
You just go, oh, well, walk it off. They don't know. Because it would have been like this deafening crack. Ow.
Yeah.
It, like that, it would have just been in succession.
Yeah.
Three, just one on its own would have been.
I'm surprised I didn't like hear anyone giggle. Maybe the jets were loud enough to cover it up.
Mm-hmm. Because the air show was that day.
Yeah.
And Benny and the jets were there.
Yeah. And Jet's Pizza.
Oh, hell yeah. That
pizza is loud as fuck.
They have been doing this campaign of just throwing pizza into chlorinated water to just like soak up all that chlorine.
Yeah.
And then you feed it to birds and the birds die.
They die?
Yeah, because of the chlorine. It's soaked up in there. Jet's Pizza, it takes in water, okay?
Uh-huh.
It holds sweat well.
And they're doing that because?
Science. Biology, chemistry.
Or maybe they are like birds. Maybe they're, you know, part of that group of people that are like, birds aren't real.
It could also be they're trying to be Samurai Pizza Cat, whose biggest enemies were birds.
Oh, yeah. So
that's probably it.
Guys, Jet's Pizza is run by a cat.
Uh-huh. Three of them.
Yeah.
Samurai Pizza Cat. Hey, we're the
B-52s. Have you done that? This existed yet?
No, because I kind of want to just do it, like, as a full show.
Okay.
All 52 episodes.
Wow.
Samurai Pizza.
I hate that.
Or whenever Joe and Jose do their anime podcast, I was like, I'll bring Samurai Pizza Cat.
That's not...
Pandemic happened. They live together.
They, like, barely even... get shit together to do Hit It and Crit It.
Okay, the last few episodes have been on me just because they don't seem that interested, so I haven't been like really saying, I have a bunch of time to record.
Right, so you're also not motivated.
Yeah, I'm a little laxed.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not like all these shows, whatever's the most popular is the one I'm going to put a little more time into.
Which is?
This and Formulaic.
Whoa, for real?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, this is always our most popular.
Really?
Pretty much.
Hell yeah.
There were times when, like, This Movie's Gay would have a little uptick.
Hell yeah.
But at the same time, we were having that uptick.
True.
Oh, man, pre-pandemic numbers. Oh, why can't we get back?
Pre-panty.
We have gotten, you know, people just downloading a bunch of episodes recently, so that's nice.
I wonder if it has to do with the flyers I left at work.
That or, like... It Takes Two to Toku, when they share, I think, when they retweet their fans, because they got a lot of likes on Instagram.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely it.
Yeah, that's probably for sure, because they'll get like, hey, these pictures of very well done staged Megazord. Whoa, 700 likes.
It's a good photo, man.
Uh-huh.
I need to redo our logo.
Really? Why?
Because it's old.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, what's old is now new, Nicole.
So I feel like I could do a better job.
Okay. Make me more handsome.
Make you more ham-some.
Make sure you, instead, my cum gutters go up to my smile.
Ew.
Yeah, baby. That's how good they're looking these days.
Wow.
You'd see me and say, oh, boy, those gutters need some cum in them.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you see, like, beautiful gutters. Like, when a dad installs gutters on the house, they're like, oh, boy, I can't wait for the next rainstorm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now I'm over here saying, man, I can't wait till the next rainstorm.
Yeah.
I've been coming on my own stomach just seeing it trickle down, but it doesn't. I have that thick cum. No. Spider-Man. Proud podcast partner of the Tokusatsu Network.
Shooting those webs?
Oh, yes! These are web gutters now. Oh, man, a little spider came up my water spout.
I hate myself.
No, you don't. You love yourself. You're beautiful. You're the best, even.
Even.
All right. Real quick summary of this episode.
Exit stage gutters.
Okay. Exit stage come even. I'm slipping on semen. Come. Spunk even. You love spunk. Because I'm spunky. I'm spunky Wooster. Okay. Dirt bikes, you know? So, real quick, Takuya, his dad, dies. And then he falls down a cave. Then this alien says, what up, son? I'm going to stick you with a needle. And then he's Spider-Man and he takes out a dinosaur. Spider-Man. So you want to get into it?
Yeah. First of all, the intro.
Oh, okay.
Fucking love it. as I was watching this, I was trying to dissect why I love it so much.
I know why.
Okay, enlighten me.
It's the die ranger of it all. We've okay. realized if we had a line graph or a bar graph,
okay,
you know, an XY axis, the more wows the intro has in it, the more we enjoy it. We've discussed this before.
Yeah.
And this one has some wows in it.
Obviously.
Wow. Changely, pardon.
I mean, my reasoning was the effects of it.
Okay.
And production. And so because of that, you get great acting. And mm-hmm. everyone's so serious because it is a serious matter. But the production of it is so low budget mm-hmm. that it makes it adorable.
Oh, yeah.
And I love it so much.
Like, I would love to see, because in most low budget productions, you don't get people fully committed and fully committed on a like level that could win them an Oscar. And that's when most like best worst movies arise, there's always a couple things that someone is a master of at their art. Like, oh, wow, this is shot very well, but everyone does not know how to act. Oh, wow, the script's really good, mm-hmm. but everything else is dog shit. The thing that is like fantastic is never the acting, because fantastic actors are never going to go take the time and be like, all right, I'll do this. And oh, you're going to give me multiple takes so I can make sure we get the best version of this. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we get that here.
Yeah.
This is the only time when like, oh, wow, the acting's really good. But I guess the cinematography's great. The craftsmen, like they're doing a lot with their budget.
Yeah, I love it. Because it really comes across as like, oh, this is truly like a labor of love.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or it's truly a labor of necessity. Of like, oh, we have this big property. Mm-hmm. We need to make it as great as we can. And in that Disney Plus documentary that dives into Spider-Man and specifically this area of Spider-Man, they show side by sides of like all 48 episodes, like in tiny squares of like, yeah, here's the same exact footage we had to use for nearly every single episode to just fill in those gaps because our budget was so low.
Mm-hmm.
Check out that documentary, guys. I don't know what it's called.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
Great.
It might just be like on Marvel and then there's a section of Spider-Man.
I have no idea.
Well, just figure it out. Get Danny Tamborelli on the scene.
Yeah.
Tammy Damborelli on my skeins. So it starts out with, what's her face? Hitomi? Is that the girlfriend's name?
Yes.
Hitomi is... She's a freelance photographer working mm-hmm. for a paper or freelancing for a paper. And the conversation to Takuya, who is a dirt bike kid, we can mm-hmm. say like he's a dirt bike kid right now, of saying like, hey, can I take pictures of you while you dirt bike? The obvious answer, no dirt bike kid's going to say anything besides this. It would be, well, does that mean I get to dirt bike to you? And she's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. You can take as many pictures of me dirt biking. Because,
mm-hmm.
man, dirt bikers want to show you them dirt biking.
Yeah.
In my experience.
I mean, that goes with anything that people are really into. You just want to, like, share it with people.
Okay. But so much so, like, I'm not going around with a microphone saying, like, yeah, man, I rap. But dirt bike kids in high school would, as we've said before.
No, because he didn't. Go up to her. She came up to him.
Well, it's still just like dirt bike kids at large would the day after Christmas break show up in their full dirt bike outfit. Like, I just got this, guys.
Yeah.
So weird and creepy.
Why is that creepy?
I don't know. Like, it's on the level of cringe as a son kissing their mom on their mouth.
Why?
Like, I don't know. Because it's like a full bodysuit. It's uncomfortable. You are sweating the entire day.
Okay.
It would be like when, hey, I'm a football player.
You're like, why would you willingly wear that mm-hmm, mm-hmm. to school?
And usually they're like monochromatic. And I think monochromatic wearing anything like that is gaudy.
Okay.
Unless it's black. Black is the only thing, like, I think, wear it all black. That's fine. but this is like bright blue with some white detailing.
Yeah, this all just sounds like you problems.
No, 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 no. There was something else I was going to say. I don't remember. Oh, it would be like if a football player, which I think this has happened before, and it's like, okay, you got made fun of. I will not say the person who did this. If a football player on game day, high school, they show up, hey, they're wearing their jerseys. That's fine. But if you were to show up in your pads as well, you're like, okay, you're demanding attention.
Okay.
And not the good kind.
Again, they're excited about it.
But your pads, that's so sweaty.
They, you know, it's like the equivalent of getting the new console for Christmas. You're telling me that if you could bring your GameCube to school,
which you could,
you
it had
wouldn't
a handle.
Do it?
No, because I know it's expensive.
Oh my God.
And someone could steal it or break it.
But not if it's on your body.
Oh, I'm wearing
like
a GameCube. Oh,
like so, the dirt bike suit.
Okay, so it would be like if I showed up in like 1997 wearing a Virtual Boy on my head.
A power glove.
And a power glove. I got all of it. Yeah, no, if a kid showed up with a power glove, I'd smack that child.
You'd bully that child.
Yes. I'd be like, what are you doing? One, that thing sucks, and two, it sucks. You suck, actually. God, you're about to be sucking down some urinal pads because I'm going to give you a swirly.
Wow.
I was going to say with the football pads, it'd be hard to give a swirly, but goddamn, people would try.
Guys, it only took like 4 years for us to see James's true colors.
Uh-huh. True colors.
He's just always wanted to be a bully.
Mm-hmm. Bully to bullies, though. Mm. Dirt bike kids were bullies to me.
I feel like a new saying that should catch on is like, if you're not being bullied, you're probably a bully.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, if you're, there's always an asshole in the room, and if you can't see them, guess what? You're the asshole.
I was equating it to like, what is it? Like 1 in 5 people are gay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look around the room and none of your friends are gay, it's probably you.
Yeah. Or you need to broaden your horizons.
But, you know, it's, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. Actually, you want to know what? I don't. I'm a bully, guys. I'm a bully frog. I walk up to toads and smack them. A bully frog.
I don't approve.
I walk up to tadpoles and instead of giving them swirlies, I throw them up in the air.
Why?
So because they haven't fully developed lungs. So it's the opposite of a swirly.
Got it.
Uh-huh. Do that to Dory as well.
It's a whirly.
Mm-hmm.
So you whirl them about.
That was my first note.
Have you ever gotten swirlied?
I've given myself swirlies for money.
What?
Yeah. And I drank the toilet water for money.
Sir.
Yes?
Explain yourself.
So I would go to events and whatnot, and my parents didn't give me an allowance or like, we weren't given just free money to say, like, here you guys go. Go spend it wisely. So if I went to a basketball game, I didn't have spare change on me to buy a walking taco, a bunch of meat thrown into a open bag of Fritos.
So good.
So I would have to be like, hey, you guys, what can I do for $2? And they're like, give yourself a swirly.
Wow.
And I say, am I cool yet, guys? And they'd be like, nah, but here's your money, whore.
Wow.
And I say, what if I drink the toilet water? And they're like, yeah, if we pee-pee in it first.
No,
that didn't happen.
And you said, forget the toilet. Dude, straight in my mouth.
Yeah, and forget the air.
And then they're just like, oh, and they leave.
They said, just to have the money.
And you're like, wait, guys, wait.
I need it. Walking taco. I need the walking taco to get the taste of pee-pee out of my mouth. Please.
Wait, so were you just wet the whole time?
Well, there was hand dryers that you dry it off on. And let me say, we did this in a bathroom that was not frequently attended. So no one was using these bathrooms.
Yeah.
So it's not like there was a bunch of feces caked on it.
Dude, I found a secret bathroom at the gym.
Okay.
And I feel like so fucking cool.
Where is it? I don't want to say.
Because it's, So you have the locker room. You have like the exercise main area, and then you have the locker rooms. Mm-hmm. And to get to the pool, you go through to the other side.
Yeah, break on through.
So, okay. So then you go through to the pool in the like hallway. There's a bathroom there. Like, and it's like men and women mm-hmm. separated, which means like it's even more likely that no one's going to be in there.
That's good.
So it's like only people who use the pool mm-hmm. know it's there. But also, like, why would you even use that? Because there's bathrooms in the locker room.
I will say they might have that there because there are times when you take
you're
a
swimming
dip,
and you gotta pee,
or you think you don't have to poop, and then once you get in water, you're like, "Oh shoot!" And then it's like diarrhea levels of emergency.
Oh,
that happened to me a lot before I that all sewed up
but
when
you
I hit
also
womanhood.
Swam a lot,
yeah, but it was like clockwork, like as if I drank coffee.
I don't know, man.
I'd be like, oh no, the warmth around me. It's like I'm in the
I found
womb.
A secret bathroom and it's cool.
And in there you found a secret feedie.
No.
So it took this Dr. Professor Monster 400 years to just make some shrinky dink oversized ghoulies. Just stop. Like 200 years into it, like you might be like, well, maybe I'm close to it, but 50 years into it, enjoy retirement.
What if he can't retire?
Okay. Oh, because he doesn't have that stacked cheddar.
Yeah.
You are an alien race and you came here in the 1600s. It's easy to make green. Actually, the 1500s. Late 1500s. Yeah. This dude could have been like, hey, give me your gold. And then he would have gotten it. He would have said, see my fucked up face.
I'll stick my head in the toilet.
I was going to do the same joke.
So, Professor Monster.
Yes.
First of all, fucking love that name. It's so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a cyborg.
Yeah.
But it's bad.
Yeah, he looks like if the Phantom of the Opera were to get a virtual boy and like slap that on.
Do you think that it's them trying to do Doc Ock?
Maybe. I think it's more Phantom of, like a cyberpunk Phantom of the Opera.
Uh-huh.
He says, I'm Dr. Monster.
Does he ever, later in the series, get octopus claws?
No. His penis does get cloven, though.
What?
Oh, yeah, I have a cloven penis. You ever heard that? It's like you have hooves at the tip of your dick.
Multiple?
Yeah, well, no, just like one. He has a cloven penis.
Just like Doc Ock?
Well, it's like a tentacle. It's like taloned and all calloused. You can thwip people with it.
Fuck are you saying?
I don't know. Something came in my head, so I said it.
Am I?
You're on this
right
now.
Losing my fucking mind?
Uh-huh. This is the metacontextual of this live. So then we're seeing the home of Takuya, and he is just letting it rip his dirt bike inside their living room.
Is it in their living room?
Yes,
I thought, wait, okay, so I was confused because they were like, oh, this is cosmic archaeology lab, but the friend that's a photographer, do they work there or was that a different place?
I think this is a different place. This is their home now.
Okay.
I believe. But either way, he's indoors letting...
I think he's at the lab doing this.
Okay. Either way, you are... That's even worse.
Yeah.
Because, like, labs are meant to kind of be shut off from the world in case
and
an
clean.
Outbreak. Yes, and clean.
Yeah, he's trying to died from inhalation.
Yeah. Asphyxiation. Yeah. He's got a death wish.
Just gassing up that... motocross bike.
And his little brother's next to him. Little brother has little lungs.
Yeah.
He's going, I love you, big brother.
He says, it's good for you. Builds up your immune system.
Uh-huh. Makes you big and strong. Grows hair on your chest.
Yeah.
But also will make it fall off.
Uh-huh.
Just really, ooh, get in a big old whiff of that smoke. It infuses your mentality with the bike itself.
Yeah.
You're breathing the same air it breathes. Oh, maybe a bike is like photosynthesis.
Flawless logic.
You breathe oxygen into a bike and then it spits out carbon dioxide.
Anyway.
Yeah.
He's doing this bike indoors.
Ding, ding, ding.
And they're like, hey, you gotta, I don't know what the fuck responsibility he has that he, I missed that part. But he wants to go race. And they're like, you can't race. You have to do something that I missed.
I think just like you have to take pictures because really this is Takuya in a nutshell.
Okay.
He wants to go hang out on a dirt bike.
Yeah.
Someone says, no, you need to bring me someplace so I can either get groceries, go shopping, or take photos. So he says, okay. And then when he shows up and they're about to leave, he's like, oh, Spidey senses deuces. And they're like, you're leaving me to walk home right now?
Yeah.
And that's pretty much every single episode.
Yeah. I mean, he straight up just leaves that child.
Yeah. And that's even before taking it. He was supposed to take him somewhere. So that kid's kind of lucky.
Yeah. I'm like, I think it was at their house, so it's probably fine. Mm-hmm.
He can go in and watch TV, get on a ham radio.
While eating some ham.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Someone asked on Facebook, what pairs well with ham? I should say ham radio.
Pineapple.
Ooh, pineapple ham. Or just more ham.
Or just more, more ham.
Ooh, hot dog water.
Ham juice.
Ooh, yes, please. That's blood of a ham.
Spam.
Spam too.
Dude, I fucking loved Spam.
Let's go eat some.
So good.
Why don't they make vegan Spam?
Because, I don't know. Mariano's had vegetarian bologna for like a minute and it was so good.
As someone who is possibly dealing with too much salt in my body, the idea of eating Spam right now is making me want to throw up.
Wow.
Like my body's rejecting that saltiness.
We're about to go eat pizza, dude.
Yeah, pizza's fine.
Pizza's salty.
Yeah, but not as... mainly what's probably the issue is, one, the salt rinses in my mouth. Ugh.
Oh, yeah, that's 100%, sir.
And, you know, when I make...
Sir.
Pasta in the morning, I am making it pretty salty in the water.
You pour a shit ton of salt in there.
So I gotta back that
up. It is diluted, but it's still a lot.
Oh, yeah. I'm making my ravioli and pierogies very salty.
Yeah.
But makes me vascular, baby.
Ew.
There's a lot of night shots in this series, and you don't see that in Sentai a lot anymore.
Oh, okay.
And you were commenting on how disgusting the close-ups of the spiders were.
Yeah, I hate it.
But I think with the sci-fi 70s neon backdrop, I can tolerate it a little.
I do love the shadow of a spider. I think that's hilarious.
Still, I think that's kind of gross.
And it makes it tolerable when it ends up being Garia.
Uh-huh.
Garia, like, speaking to him as a spider, because I think that's also hilarious.
What if you could hear what all spiders were thinking?
Like, what if he was, like, mid-sentence and his sister comes in and just kills him?
Oh, no. Smacks it real quick.
Yeah.
Just get out of here.
I hate those big booty spiders. They're so gross.
That's the only time you'll ever hear Nicole say she hates a big booty.
Oh!
She loves a big booty on a cat and a lady. You say, Mamma Mia.
That's some spicy diarrhea.
No, Nicole. When you think of butts, you don't add poop into the mix.
Do I think the word, when it's said, like, diarrhea?
Diarrhea is
so
funny.
Because
it's like Godzilla. So then the dad, they see the Marveler come through the sky, and the dad, photographer, and the sister want to go see where this landed.
Yeah, because apparently they believe in aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I want to believe. And you should, because they exist in real world and in Spider-Man world.
Dude, aliens are making a comeback.
How so?
They just are in society.
All right.
As like a pop culture phenomenon. I'm calling it right now. Actually, I called it like 6 months ago.
So a lot of people are seeing the government declassifying UFO stuff. So it's like, well, no, something's going on.
Wait, like in real life?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Of declassifying these truly unidentified flying objects of like, we don't know what these are.
apparently they have a different name now, and I don't remember.
I think it's STI.
Are you serious or are you joking?
I'm joking because STDs became STIs. So then the dad is just like floundering because so we see, oh no, dad's gone missing. Someone got him. Takuya finds him and he's just like face down on a rock. And you think like, oh, he fell or something. He's going to have to like pull him over and he'll be like laying, dying. But no, like he can like get up and sit.
Okay, yeah, so you had issue with this too.
Yes, this old bitch just willed himself dead. He wanted to die. Nothing was wrong with him unless, like, he got venomized.
I don't know. Maybe he had, like, internal bleeding. But, yeah, he seemed fine.
Yes, like, he didn't have dirt on his face, no blood anywhere.
Yeah. He didn't, like, hold up an arm and have it be fucked up.
Yeah. And he was, like, full motion.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you
he
need to...
He had no... Yeah, and he had no, like, hesitation with trying to sit up or anything.
Yeah. No restraint. No, like, oh, my rib's broken.
Yeah.
I can barely cough. Coughing. And then he dies, and Takuya looks, and he says, oh, dinosaur feeties. Because there's just, like, footprints in the sand. How do you not...
Because they said there was a bit earlier.
Yeah, of saying like there's a dinosaur on the loose.
Oh, no, apparently it's after this.
Okay,
never mind.
Well, it's bad.
Or it was like in the news, witnesses say a dinosaur did it, like kidnapped someone.
And then Takuya sees the grunts, these crow looking things.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you must be the ones who killed my dad. You killed my daddy. And
prepare
then,
to die.
Yes. And then he has to escape and he falls into a cave exit. And Amazonas sees this, sees that it's like, oh, it's this Takuya dude that was this individual's son. And later on, Takuya as Spider-Man says, I'm an emissary of hell, Spider-Man. I need vengeance for my dad and Garia. This isn't really spoilers, that like it's a constant throughout. Amazonas is constantly thinking, well, I think Takuya is Spider-Man. And Professor Monster is like, nah, not that bumbling idiot. It is so
classic.
It is so, yeah, just gaslighting a woman.
Yeah, dude.
Constant. Every single episode. Yes, it's clearly this man. And she has the wherewithal to be like, I think it is.
Yeah.
And then Professor Mon, like, if she had just been like, well, even if it's not, like, we kill people, let's just kill this kid.
Yeah.
And then, oh, whoa, Spider-Man disappeared? All right. He has his chunky-ass bracelet on him that says, like, Spider on it.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's such a gaudy bracelet, dude.
So this is when he meets Garia, and Garia's like, oh, hey, Professor Monster killed Spider Planet, and I escaped. It was 400 years ago. And then Takuya, like, falls on the ground. And he's like, I'm dying. And this is why the right are afraid of aliens. They're afraid that they'll be injecting us with space needle blood to make us abnormal and change our genetic makeup, maybe make us gay.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd feel like they'd be like, no, I don't want to be anal probed. It'll make me gay.
Oh, yeah, that too. They're going to stick us with them
needles.
Something
a lot more fucking dumb.
Well, there's a lot of times like, oh, they're sticking us with AIDS-infected needles. These people on the street who love doing drugs.
Apparently, like, I think it's Alex Jones,
probably.
Said they're turning the frogs gay.
Yeah.
I have no context. I just saw, like, someone made it into a sticker.
Yeah, that's from a while ago.
It's so fucking ridiculous.
I'm so glad he's just been cut out.
Has he?
Yeah, he went from being a prominent force, or at least like voice in the far right, to really everyone, like YouTube, podcasting services, all of that just ripping him and his web hosting stuff as well. Then he got slammed with the lawsuit of defamation and all of that to the Sandy Hook victims.
Yeah.
So like He's down and out for right now.
Good.
Planet Spider is a EDM club in Old Paris. Like, that just sounds like a club. Planet Spider. You head into Planet Spider?
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to be rolling tonight. Listening to some Vanga Boys.
God damn it.
Garia's a gilf who becomes a sylph, a spider I'd like to freaking get out of here.
James, I'm not susceptible to podcasting. 2 months later, I'm obsessed with the Vanga Boys.
Okay. No. Okay. I will say this. The Vanga Boys, it's that the theme song for We Love Trash. We love to, we like to party. So I like listen to that. And it's not so much so because back in the day, I'm like, I don't understand this music. And even when listening to it, I'm like, I don't understand this music until I got high and listened to it. And I said, wow, I understand this music.
I feel like I need to get high and listen to music now.
Oh, it's so good, Nicole. It's fantastic.
Oh my God.
That's when, like, Judas Priest was something that I'm like, this isn't good. But then I got high and listened to Hell Driver or whatever it was by Judas Priest.
Okay.
I'm like, holy shit, I get this metal shit.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice.
Same thing with Cypress Hill. I want to get high and hits from the bong.
Wow.
Hey, Nicole, what would be the first thing if you became Spider-Man? What's the first thing you'd do?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, you wouldn't immediately just bear swipe with a bear paw the air and then get down on your little hands and say, hee.
I might, dude.
Because that's what this dude does.
I might.
He bear paw swipes the air alone, not
I'd
in front.
I'd use my spidey senses to sense where all the spiders are and murder them.
Oh, hell yeah. I'd use my spidey sense to just, oh, wait. No, I was going to go very dark.
Like, or just to avoid them. Mm-hmm. But then I feel like that would make you go insane.
Yeah. Spider-Man comic should be this of, oh, wow, I'm using my spidey sense to find where, because you would be pinging frequently in New York, I'd think, of people being held captive.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, okay, all these people are in a dungeon somewhere. Okay, I'm going to go get these dungeon people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Spider-Man should be doing.
Save the dungeon people.
I love that in most children's shows, they're like, hey, don't have any grudges. You need to free your mind of that. This show is no. You need to feed your desire, nay, your need for revenge and vengeance.
Become an emissary of hell.
Let it fuel your every motion. It's crazy. And we find out Spidey Sense can go 50 kilometers, which is about 30 miles.
Is it kilometers or kilometers?
It's both.
All right, cool.
Kilo snortin'.
Yum, yum.
I love a kilogram.
I have taste buds in my nose.
I do too. Also in my butt. I'm housing cocaine in there. You know that in Cruel Intentions when Sarah Michelle Gellar takes her little rosary and does a little bit of cocaine,
puts it
I do
up
that.
Your butt?
Put it in my butt.
Oh.
I'll get some cocaine, I'll like put a little water in it to get it all gummy, put that on a dildo, shove it in.
Whoa.
Or like that fake cum dildos that like can shoot inside of you.
Okay.
Just put cocaine water in that.
Yeah.
Then you're rip roaring. So then, like, Spider-Man beats up the people, and then he's hanging out with that the Tyranno Rex, and it grows big, and Spider-Man's like, all right, I'll spider-string ya. Thwips him, and then it just is on this giant's claw,
mm-hmm.
and he goes, oh, I'm going to ragdoll you into a mountainside, mm-hmm. and it's just like a toy, tiny toy of Spider-Man. Tied to a string and just being beaten and thwipped around.
It's so good.
We should have said, like, we've watched this before, and we should say, if you go to a convention and you see people doing bootleg DVDs...
Get Spider-Man.
No, just forget that. You can find this to download for free on the internet in just search... Spider-Man fan subs. You'll find someone who has recently done them in beautiful remastered quality. Download that. Do not give money to people who are stealing fan subs, putting them on DVD, and they look like shit.
Yeah.
So no, don't do that. Just find a fan sub site and get it from there. A reputable one.
Reputable.
And my last note is, I love the neon lighting of the Iron Cross headquarters.
I don't think I noticed that.
Oh, I always notice.
I also wrote, this had a lot of, like, Kamen Rider feels.
Oh, yeah. Because I believe Kamen Rider was at the same time or would have been, the following year.
Okay, cool.
So I can look that up real quick for you.
Oh, I was going to ask you, who do you think is the best dressed? Because I love Amazoness.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I love how, it's clear she's a villain, but it's not overdone.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple in, a good way.
So, real quick, Kamen Rider started in 71. So that was years before this.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Amazoness, she'll change up her look two times, and one of them is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. I remember you saying that.
She looks like a magical girl.
Hell yeah.
So yeah. Would you like to do a bit?
Yeah, let's do a bit.
All right. Spider-Man. Generally, your blood is infused with this radioactive animal, or it's injected with Spider-X. If you were to get superpowers, what animal would you want injected into your blood and you have their powers?
Do you mean insect?
No, I don't want to do insect because there are so few of them.
There are so many. What do you mean?
Someone could be like, well, I want a scorpion. And then someone would be like, well, I want this other kind of scorpion. There's much more chance of overlap there instead of just like any sort of animal. You want a sea cucumber? You got it.
Wow. Well, it would be moth.
Okay. What kind of, you'd be moth man?
No.
Okay. You'd be moth woman.
I'd be mothstress of the night.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude. Oh, I was actually thinking, I was like, cause we were talking about staying somewhere that's spooky or whatever, you know, like Halloween Town and shit.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was like, no, we should go do the Mothman Festival or something.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, that's my answer.
So what kind of abilities would you have as a moth?
Fly, obviously.
Uh-huh. Powder people. Would you kind of like Butterfree have different types of powders, like a stun powder, sleep powder?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
I'd also be really fluffy.
Ew. I think, because I brought it up, a sea cucumber is an animal, I believe.
Sure.
And you can, jack them off.
What?
Yeah. A sea cucumber is, when they're, rubbed upon, they, emit this thing that looks like they're shooting ropes.
James.
So I think I'll be sea cucumber
no,
man.
No, it's not allowed.
Uh-huh. And I just, I'll pound my chest, and then I emit this, goop that makes people slip, or maybe it, blinds them.
I think it'd be funny if you had to, rub up on someone.
Yeah. Or something.
Yeah.
Or something would have to rub up on me to, scare me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe I'll have, on my phone, jump scare videos to activate it.
No.
I'd be like, ah!
No, having to rub on something.
Okay, all
is
right.
Funny.
I'm fine with that. I'll just constantly keep a big glove with me. Or what if I could give myself a stranger where I sit on my arm to numb
no.
it? Or I always have an armband on
no,
real tight.
You can't touch yourself.
Yeah, but it's a stranger. So in
you can't touch.
Yes, I can. I do it all the time. I have an armband to tie off my arm so I can't feel it. So I smack myself and I go, huh.
Yeah.
Or maybe I have electrodes on me so I can shock myself. And as I get shocked, I go,
fuck? No. I hate all of this. I hate it.
And I'm like, oh, guys, I got to refuel. And then I start just housing yogurt. Because everyone knows if you need something to jet out of you, you need something of the same look and feel. I just start Ouroboring myself. Stop saying that, James. Or I just eat the sea cucumber stuff. I got to make sure a sea cucumber is an animal. I believe it's an invertebrate.
Dude, it is. Why not a sea slug?
Well, because sea slugs ain't that ass, girl. Ugh, they look disgusting. Yeah, it, like, this thing to bite me and inject. I got that cucumber X in me.
I got bit by a
They are an echidna. I'm kidding. They have leathery skin, Nicole. That's pretty cool.
Why did you say it like that?
They got leathery skin. Oh, yeah, like they're in the same kind of class as a starfish.
Okay.
But, you know, we got that juicy in us. There's an episode of The Wild Boys, the jackass spinoff, okay. The jackoff, you know, and it's them in the sea and they picked up a sea cucumber and they're jacking off motion. And it's just shooting out.
Wow.
So, yeah, Cucumber X.
Wow. That's what I hate it.
My blood needs.
I hate it.
But where would it come from?
What do you mean?
Like, it wouldn't shoot out the top of my head. Yeah, like, oh, it would. Okay. Like, does it split open?
Ew. I don't know. What the fuck?
You want to
it
know
does
what?
Whatever a sea cucumber does.
No, I want it like Spider-Man. I thwip, thwip. But I go like this. Thwip, thwip. I'm jacking off my wrist.
Yeah, you got to charge it.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe I pat my legs. Oh, maybe it can come out of anywhere. So I like do this to my legs and then it can jet me up to make me jump high.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Cucumber X, someone draw this up.
Don't.
The
Please don't.
Mothstress of the night and I think just Cucumber X. Cucumber.
Man, I was going to go to the post office, but I think it's raining now.
It's always been. Thank you guys all for listening.
Yeah. Thanks.
We'll be back next week with a guest. Maybe it'll be MC Deep if he shows up.
Hell yeah, dude.
Because I'll force him to be on a podcast like
if
I
not,
always do.
You got
to
edit this part out.
No. Everyone will know he didn't show up. That's on him, not on me.
Rude.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he is. I'm a technico when it comes to friendship. He's a rudo.
I don't know what that is.
It's wrestling terms.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Nicole, what you got to plug?
You know... Visit darlinghomebody.com for all the things that I make, stickers, prints, and whatnot. Follow Darling Homebody on various social medias. And when you go to my website, you should join the Darling Homebody Society.
Uh-huh.
Just do it.
Nike style.
Oh, so sign up before May 1st and get an adorable cat as a sea captain. Okay, I'm done.
Hey guys, head over to mlmpod.com to find out information about the other podcasts on our network that I co-host. Oh boy, check out my music under Marshland Monster. New EP with Crazy 8 the Snape Case coming out tomorrow, April 7th. It's called Exilions. Oh yeah! It's good. It's 3 songs. You're in and out, baby. And head over to patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month, you get exclusive content every single Friday in the form of This Existed, Death From Above, a Sam and Max podcast, Mostly Speaking Sentai, After Dark, and Engaged with Nicolas Cage. $10 patrons get all of that plus monthly content in the form of Straight to Patreon. We just put out The Evolved Part 1 with Lil Corey. And probably going to be maybe Invisible Dad. Nicole won't be a part of it because she says, no, I don't like fun.
I don't like dads.
Oh, you don't. But you also get your name read and shout outs on every single free feed podcast. So let's begin with those, starting with Steve F., Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z., The Waz, Orion, He's a Rapper, Defo, D-F-O, Jordan B., The Chaos Witch, My Big Old Brother in Common Law, Joshua, Jakus, Steve Barnes, A Sweet Child of Time. Go check that out, fuckers. Oh my God, it's the womb in which I emerged. My mother, Lil Corey's BFF and roommate, Shane. Oh wait, we might need to take off that roommate soon because they're not moving. Because they hate each other. They're moving because heartness makes the fond grow longer. That fed. And finally, twitch.tv/Corwinning. It's Corwin. I've been James.
I'm Nicole.
And we've been Mostly Speaking Spider-Man. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Pee.
Pee.
Hoo-hoo. Pee-pee. This has been a Marshland Media production produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/MLMpod and sign up today.
Oh, yeah.